I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Andrea Ingmeyer. She's the director of the Peter White Public Library in Marquette for a library update. We talked about some of the projects that are wrapping up with renovations in the building and a few other important dates to know of, but we started our conversation off with her thoughts on the recent success of ballot proposals supporting the library in the election. Here's more with what it means with Andrea Ingmeyer.
Really what that means is the library is in a nice, stable funding position at this point. Mm-hmm. So we had, the reason we were on the ballot is there were a few big cuts to funding coming up over the next year and a half. And with the Headley override in City of Marquette, Chocolate and Sands, and then the renewal in Marquette Township, we're in a nice, stable funding position.
And this is to allow to continue programming, upgrades, mm-hmm. and other things like that? Or what is it going for?
It's just operating funds.
Operating, okay.
Yep.
And I have to ask you this from your perspective as a director, when you see this kind of support from voters, because these weren't just kind of passed. A lot of them really passed with a wide margin of support. How does that feel as a director and to the staff of the library?
Well, it means an awful lot. I mean, we were all working very hard to make sure that the message was communicated to the public, but you never know what's going to happen when people come in and actually are sitting down with their ballot. And mm-hmm. this particular ballot, as I'm sure you all know, was rather long, and there was a lot on it, and people had a lot of emotion when they went in to vote this year. So we knew that we had a lot of support in the communities, but until it's all on paper, you just don't know how it's going to come out. So we're very, very thankful that we have the support from the community that we do.
The other thing that's been going on at the library that I've talked with you about a few times is the renovations, the updates of spaces there. What's the latest with that?
So the latest with that is the Youth Services Department is open and running full speed ahead. They're doing programming. They're running just kind of normal services down and youth services. Arts and Culture will open on December 1st, and December 1st will also be the day that we have our holiday walk. So that's the program with all the trees. And generally, we have about 70 trees in the building, and you know, community groups can come in and decorate their tree. And so we're going to use that same day to open Arts and Culture.
And these are the lower level, the basement sort of renovations.
Mm-hmm.
Quite substantial, too.
Yes, quite substantial. And that's really the part of the building where the majority of the work's going to take place. What has started now are some work on the upper floor. We have a couple small study rooms that are going in on the upper floor of the library, and those probably won't be done till mid-late December. We added some windows into the rooms, so adding those in changed the timeline a little bit because they had to come in and measure for the windows and then order, you know. So it just kind of pushed that the completion date of those back a little bit. And then starting the week after Thanksgiving, the old part of the building, upper floor, will be all closed off. So that's the Shiras Room, Heritage Room, the Bell walkway, the microfilm area, and the Friends Bookstore. So we're relocating all the meetings that were in the Shiras Room and Heritage Room. The Friends Bookstore is moving to a temporary location, and we're working on a plan to move microfilm so that part of that is still available.
It is a big project, but it is sounding like it's making pretty good progress. It seems like it stayed pretty well on time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Klausner's been really wonderful. They've been very good at communicating with us what next steps are so we can make preparations to make sure that they can do the work they need to do.
Well, it sounds like this definitely December 1st is a day to come by, if no other day. But
for sure.
But if people want to find out more, what's a website and things, sir, for the library?
The website for the library is www.pwpl.info.
All right. Sounds like it's all there pretty much to see it. Well, Andrea, thanks for stopping in this morning and giving us an update. And certainly we'll talk with you again soon.
Sure. I also should mention, Walt, that we have an insider newsletter that we put out kind of periodically. So if people want up to date updates on especially the construction project, they should go to our website and sign up or call us. We can sign you up. It's just an email newsletter that comes out when there's an update.
And the website again?
www.pwpl.info.
That's the comments of Andrea Ingmeyer, director of the Peter White Public Library. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.